Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, June 15th of 2020. Man, I can't believe it's the middle of June already. It is flying. Flying. But want to welcome you all back after the hiatus. I didn't abandon the show like, oh, I'm not going to do it no more. No. I was on vacation in Florida. And I was going to do a show Tuesday night. But it turned out that I was just too busy. I've been too busy. Tuesday had been a very long day. Not like in a bad way, but I had been doing a lot of things that day. Obviously on vacation, depending on what you do. Because, you know, everybody's idea of vacation is different. But we had went and done some things. And then we got into the hotel. And by the time we had gotten back to the hotel and eaten dinner, it was late and the show had not been set up yet. Otherwise, I would have done it and talked about how it had been to that point. So I'll spend some time and talk about that right now. Then I'll talk to you a little bit about what's on my heart. And then we'll sing a little bit. And then we'll study the Word of the Lord. In the middle of that, in the middle of me talking about what's going on, will be the opening up America up. Because I believe we're going to continue to see America keep opening up. And as it does, I like to give updates and kind of give updates on what I'm seeing when I'm out and about and what have you. So anyhow, about this trip, I went with my mom and a friend of ours and their daughter, and then flew to Florida Monday. And we got there, and we went to the restaurant for dinner that night. It was a nice seafood place. Then we go check into our hotel and go on this little, there's a city park there with a little beach and a little walkway, almost like a rail trail type thing that goes kind of near the Florida State Highway that goes through near that particular part of Tampa. And then Tuesday we And then we did that. And then Tuesday we went and to the beach over in the St. Pete area. Not necessarily in St. Pete. Maybe you could call it like West St. Pete. Some little town that we were in. Like it was like a kind of a smaller town, but a huge beach. And they had these high waves, very high waves. But those waves were pretty awesome. And then we ended up going on a dolphin cruise type thing. We got to spot dolphins. It was like an hour and a half boat ride. It was something that our friend, mine and my mom's friend, wanted to do. She really wanted to see the dolphins at some point, some way, somehow. Like sometimes you're going on vacation, or sometimes you just have this bucket list, and you have this list like, some way, somehow, I really want to do this. That was one of those items. I mean, that was that item with her. So we go down on that tour thing. And it was kind of neat getting to learn a little bit of history about the area. And there was one of the dolphins I could actually hear. And it sounded kind of funny, actually. And it was like in the little gulf. The waves actually weren't too bad. And there's this waterway that you can go through. And it goes all the way from Central Florida all the way up through Northeast Florida up into New Jersey. And you don't have to go through the Gulf or the Atlantic to get there. And when I had learned that fact, it was actually, it's a channel, but I'd forgotten the name of it. But it was kind of a neat fact. And then, like I said, we went to the hotel after we stopped to get some barbecue. We took a little walk, you know, near downtown Tampa. Then Wednesday we went to this mall in Orlando. It's called The Florida Mall. The Florida Mall of all names. I don't know why they named it that, but they did. Maybe it's because it's pretty much in Central Florida. It was actually pretty cool. It has like nearly 300 stores. Over 20 eateries in the food court. And it wasn't super packed necessarily, but the music in there was loud and lively. It was the most lively that I know that I had seen a mall that wasn't packed as far as the music and such. And it is in the runnings among my favorite malls in the U.S. And most of my other favorite malls in America are in the South. Just so you know. But then we went to Rodney Howard Brown's The Stand 2020. Actually, it's just called The Stand 20 on the field at the river. It was powerful. And when Dr. Brown laid his hand on me and yelled fire, I almost went down. In the field. I mean, in the spirit. but it was really powerful. Could just sense the beautiful anointing of God. And I may bring up that in a few minutes. Then we got to the hotel pretty late. And then the next day, Thursday, we ended up going for a walk down this kind of long bridge, actually. There's two parts to this bridge. One side of the bridge is pedestrian. The other part is highway for cars. Again, this was the west side of Tampa, kind of near our hotel, kind of a neat feature that they had there. And one of the ways, we saw another dolphin. And then we went to this really good diner. Then we went to this this mall called International Plaza. I would say yes, very international, but also very fancy. I did not like the vibe to that one as much as I did the Florida Mall in Orlando. For one thing, the Chick-fil-A was closed. Another thing, I mean, in some ways I liked it, but in some other ways, there was just a vibe to it that I didn't like as much. But still decent. Then we went to, we were going to go back to the beach that night, but unfortunately Mother Nature had other plans. And then we ended up going to Bahama Breeze, which is actually pretty decent, honestly. Then Friday we ended up going to the beach again, and then back to, I mean, to a different diner called Mama's before we flew out. Flights were pretty uneventful. In a good way, they were uneventful. The one coming back was like 90% full on a big aircraft, which was a good sign. People are going back to flying. According to TSA, Transportation Security Administration, on June 11th, 500,000 people were screened and processed through security. While down 80% compared to the 2.5 million last year, it's way up compared to the 100,000 people that had went through in like early April, I want to say it was. Remember hearing about that, Jenny, that at one point for a few days there weren't even 100,000 people flying a day? Remember that? It was down to like 95,000, and now they just hit 500,000, which is while still low, it's a lot better than what it was. By better, I mean, you know, more people fly in, which means more economic activity. But generally, while I was in Florida, yeah, a lot of people were out and about. And That was good to see. At one of the restaurants, we actually had to wait half hour before we even got. That was at the Bahama Breeze in Orlando. Generally, it was a good trip. I was glad I got to go. Like I said, it was good. But so, you think, what was I gonna say? About that flight. Thought it was kind of unfortunate that these airlines, for whatever silly reason, they will not hand out the regular sodas on the flight. Instead, they just give you this little bottle of water. And for me, when I'm on an airplane, for whatever reason, that can of Coke is like a rite of passage in the sky. It really is. Especially if you're on an airline like Delta, which is headquartered in Atlanta. By the way, my flight, Delta quit flying out of Flint for right now, which was kind of sad because I really wanted that layover in Atlanta. Not to go downtown, just to be on that airport. Because I knew there would have only been 40 minutes there, but still. I did have a dream once. I might have told you folks on it on the show once. I did have a dream a month ago in which I did fly to Atlanta. Remember the dream I told you about, Donut, in that dream I was on the train a lot and I was always going to that same coffee shop. And the reason I was on the train, I figured out in that dream, it was because I had flown. Which, you stay in that city, it can actually be kind of easy to do. And you may say, listeners, Miracle Man, is that something you'd consider doing? Oh, yeah. Especially if Atlanta stays that easy to get to, direct, like out of Detroit or something, or even hopefully soon back to Flint. Listeners, you might say, Miracle Man, why Flint? Flint's cheap to park at. You only got, and it's only like an hour and 40, hour, 50-minute flight. And then, boom, downtown Atlanta. Atlanta Airport. Get on a train. Go to downtown. There's actually a lot of hotels near train stations in Atlanta, which is not the case with Chicago as much, as far as like in the suburbs. And there's even... But what? You say, Miracle Man, what if you wanted to fly to Chattanooga? I mean, what if you wanted to go to Chattanooga? There, you can rent a car. You know, I mean, like, it's only for the 2 days or one day or whatever that you don't want to be, that you want to go somewhere else outside of Atlanta. He goes, rent a car, take it back to the airport when you fly out of Atlanta and fly back home. I don't know why I never thought of just flying there. You can tell that next time I go there, I might just fly it, can't you? Because even then, it's still real easy to take that two-hour car ride to Chattanooga for a couple of days or whatever, and then turn around and go back to fly out, you know what I mean? Especially if those are the two cities that you really want, which is the case with me, you know? But anyhow, like I was saying, it was fun. Now, it was fun to get to go to Florida. Now, like I was going to say about opening up, in Michigan last week, restaurants got to open up. Now, retailers are starting to open up. I think this week's going to be another big opening up week in a lot of places. I know, though, that in some places, you saw this in the news, there's a few places right now that are struggling and they don't know why. Hear about this? Florida and Texas. In both cases, though they're seeing a higher increase in cases, they're not seeing people dying. Because when we had our initial surge, the deaths literally started a week later and came quick. Remember? That's not happening this time. That makes me wonder, is it mutating? Is it because of the increased testing? They're testing everyone who gets a surgery right now. The more you test, the more you're going to find. So they make it seem like people are saying, oh, we should go back on lockdown. Oh, well, how'd the first lockdown go? Not good. Look what happened to the economy. Then what do? It's an attack of the enemy. And the virus failed the first time. The looting, the protest, the looting is failing. And the media just loves to spin up stuff. I have to wonder if in some of these places, if maybe are they counting the serology tests as positive in some of these places. Serology testing is the testing that they can do to find out if you had COVID before. I told you about this, didn't I? But that's what that serology stuff is. And if it tests positive, that means you have the antibodies against it, the immunity. In this case, so who knows what it is. I mean, here in Michigan, we had our lowest case count that we had in like 2.5 months. Like 70, only like 70-some cases, 3 deaths. So I don't know what on earth is going on. But we're going to win. America's going to win. God's on our side. People just love to paint this grim picture. Not doing that. The good news is, though, is that while I was in Florida, even around here, people are out and about. I mean, yesterday, especially in the morning, my church was full. No distancing, no masks. M-A-U-S-K-S, masks, no masks. Isn't that crazy, don't it? Not one mask, not one. I like that, actually. Not one mask. In general in Florida, not too many people were wearing the masks. And they can say all they want to, oh, yeah, masks work, la, 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 la. You're breathing your own particles through when you wear a mask. The mask doesn't help you. It doesn't. On the flight back, four different times, they were saying, oh, the speaker system, maybe five or six. Thank you for wearing your mask. Thank you for wearing your masks. Thank you for wearing your masks. Like before we were. And, of course, me and my mom and our friend and her daughter, we weren't wearing masks. Tried to come back to us. They're coming back to us to say, like, do you guys have masks? We said no. My mom basically said, me and my son can't wear them. If you tell them that you have a medical condition that keeps you from wearing a mask, that's all you have to say. And by law, they're not supposed to ask any more about it. They didn't ask us again. Nope, they didn't. Nope, they did not ask us again about the masks, about the other stuff either. But like I said, it was fun. I mean, it was good trip. I think what you're going to see as we go towards the second half of the year, as we go, continue on through the year, I think you're going to see a greater and greater power level. The anointing of God is just going to increase. The fire of God is going to get on his people. As people seek him, as people repent, as people search in their souls to see where they are with God, then I just think it's going to be beautiful. I just checked my clock, and so it's time day. Stay on the move. Lord Jesus, now, we had been praying about the virus for a while. God's working on that. There's places that's having problems, but we need to keep praying over America. We need to keep praying because America needs the help of God. On every show, till further notice, we're going to pray over America. At some point. Heavenly Father, I come before you right now. I lift up this country to you. Thank you that you're working on behalf of America, that you're working on the American people. May you draw us closer to you. Thank you that you're working on the leaders, our governors, our president, our mayors, and that you're dealing with them. And you're showing them how you would deal with things. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you're moving on behalf of America. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And on July 1st, I'm going to do a special America Night. I'm going to talk to you about what America was birthed on, why it was meant to be a Christian nation. We'll talk a bit about the Constitution, talk about how we became independent, and how did and what happened. I might make it a series that I do for a couple of nights leading up to the 4th. So maybe even the 29th and 30th. I'm still praying about how I'm going to do that, what all it's going to include. There will be some songs sang, and it's gonna be awesome. Praise God. Now I'm gonna sing a couple songs. I will give you all my worship, and I will give you all my praise. You alone I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise. And I will lift up my eyes to your throne. And I will trust you. I will trust you alone. And I will bow down and hail you as King. And I will serve you above everything. I will give you all my worship, and I will give you all my praise. Oh, you alone I long to worship, and you alone are worthy of my praise. And I will lift up my eyes to your throne. And I will trust you. I will trust you alone. And I will bow down and hail you as King. And I will serve you above everything, above everything. I will give you all my worship. And I will give you all my praise. You alone, I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Take me past the outer court into your holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I long to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, a place to sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place, Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take me past the outer court into that holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I long to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, a place to sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take me in, take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the cord, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the cord, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Take us in, Lord Jesus. Take us into that Holy of Holies, Lord Jesus. To that place where we want to be with you. Into that place. To that Holy of Holies, that secret place. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time and your word tonight. That you would bless it. Thank you that these listeners have a heart to listen, mind ready to receive, and a heart to do the word and not be a hearer only. And I just thank you, Lord God, that they will put this word to practice as we study it tonight. They'll put this word to practice in their lives. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're moving on our midst. Thank you that every need tonight is met. Every need represented tonight is met in your name, Jesus. And I make my confession over this program tonight, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program, and most importantly, Lord Jesus, I thank you that for that huge harvest of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. Turn with me in your Bibles, if you would please, to the book of Exodus chapter 20. Hallelujah. We love the word around here. Thank God for the word of God. Acts 20. Well, what you going to teach, Miracle Man? The Ten Commandments, and what exactly do they mean? Like the true meaning of them. I'm going to read you the chapter 20, and then about the commandments, I'm going to talk to you about them. A couple of them are self-explanatory. But what about all those other ones? Exodus 20. Now, when we're studying the Word of God, there are two sounds that are awesome to hear. Pages turning and checks being ripped out of checkbooks. Remember that one, don't it? Remember me saying that before? Yep, those are the two wonderful sounds to hear. Praise God. I'm in Exodus 20, verse 1, and I read. And if you're not there, then catch up. And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God who brought you up out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make an idol in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. Thou shalt not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, by showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Or in other words, use the Lord's name in vain. For the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but on the seventh day it is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, your son, your daughter, your maidservant, your manservant or maidservant actually, nor your animals, nor your alien within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Do not murder. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. You shall not give false witness against your neighbor. You shalt not covet your neighbor's TP. Does it say that? Oh, I'm sorry. Your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, his maidservant, his manservant or his maidservant, his ox, his donkey, or anything else that belongs to your neighbor. When the people saw the thunder, that should really say, when the people heard the thunder and saw the lightning, and heard the trumpets, and saw the mountain. In smoke they trembled with fear. They stayed at a distance and said to Moses, "Speak to us yourself, and we will listen. But do not have God speak to us, or we will die." Moses said to the people, "Don't be afraid. God has come to test you, so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning." The people remained at a distance while Moses approached the thick darkness where God was. Verse 22. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites this. You have seen for yourselves that I have spoken to you from heaven. Do not make any gods to be alongside me. Do not make for yourself gods of silver or gold. Make an altar of earth for me and sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, your sheep, your goats, your cattle. Wherever I cause my name to be honored, I will come to you and bless you. If you make an altar of stones for me, do not build it with dressed stones, for you will defile it if you use a tool on it. You do not go up to my altar, on steps, lest your nakedness be exposed on it." Real quick, then we'll go back to it. "These are the laws you are to set before them. If you buy a Hebrew servant, he is to serve you for 6 years." Actually, you know what? Let's go up to 19. Should have read 19 first, actually. But nonetheless, in the third month before the Israelites, when verse 1, by the way, chapter 19, in the third month after the Israelites left Egypt, on that very day, they came to the desert of Sinai after they set out from Rephidim. They entered the desert of Sinai, and Israel camped there in the desert in front of the mountains. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, and he said, "This is what you are to say to the house of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now if you obey me fully, if you keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites." And Moses went back and summoned the elders of the people and sent before them all the words the Lord had commanded him to speak. The people all responded together, "We will do everything the Lord has said." So Moses brought their answer back to the Lord. The Lord said to Moses, I am going to come to you in a dense cloud so that the people will hear me speaking with you, and they will always put their trust in you. Then Moses told the Lord, what the people had said. And the Lord said to Moses, go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow. Have them wash their clothes and be ready by the third day. Because on that day, the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. Put limits for the people around the mountain and tell them, be careful that you do not go up the mountain or touch the foot of it. Whoever touches the mountain shall surely be put to death. He shall surely be stoned or shot with arrows. Not a hand is to be laid on him. Whether man or animal, he shall not be permitted to live. Only when the ram's horn sounds a long blast may they go up to the mountain. After Moses had gone down the mountain to the people, he consecrated them, and they washed their clothes. Then he said to the people, prepare yourselves for the third day. Abstain from sexual relations. On the morning of the third day, thunder and lightning, a thick cloud was over the mountain, and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace. The whole mountain trembled violently. The sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder. Then Moses spoke. The voice of God answered him. The Lord descended to the top of Mount Sinai and called Moses to the top of the mountain. Moses went up. The Lord said to him, go down and warn the people so that they don't force their way through to see the Lord. And many of them perish. When the priests who approach the Lord must consecrate themselves, or the Lord will break out against them. Moses said to the Lord, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai because you yourself warned us. Put limits around the mountain and set it apart as holy. The Lord replied, go down, bring Aaron up with you. But the priests and the people must not force their way through to come up to the Lord, or he will break out against them. Moses went down to the people and told them, and God spoke all these words. And then he told him all the commandments. So, what happens here is all the people, God told Moses, you know, I want you to consecrate the people so they can be consecrated, clean, for when I come near them. Still wanted them to be consecrated, purified, before he would be near them. Nonetheless, he didn't want them to come up the mountain so that they could be super close to him. He didn't want them that close to him. So in a sense, they were kind of socially distanced from him, huh? Yep, they were basically told to sit there in social distance, not from each other, but just so that they wouldn't be taken out by the fire and smoke. They were forgotten, and God told them. He said it to Moses so that Moses and the people would hear it. And we will go through them one by one by one by one on what they mean. Verse 1. God spoke all those words. I'm the Lord your God who brought you up out of Egypt. Of land of slavery. Number one, shall have no other gods before me. No other gods before me. Something in front of God, meaning it's more important to you than God, that's an idol. Couldn't be an animal. Could be a person, could be a thing, could be a car, could be a dog, could be a cat, could be anything. Thou shalt have no other God before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth below, beneath or in the waters below. Do not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. Jealous? Not that kind of jealous, like someone who's jealous that I went to Florida. Not like that. I'm punishing the children of sin of the mothers and the third and fourth generation, those who hate me, but show love to 1,000 generations. For those who love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not misuse the name of the Lord your God. In other words, thou shalt not the Lord's name in vain. All of these are serious. But shall not, you shall not take, use the Lord's name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day, keeping it holy, by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, and the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. On that day shall not do any work, neither you, your son, or your daughter, your manservant, your maidservant, animals, or the alien within your gates. For the 6 days, the Lord made the in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, and all that is in them is. But he rested on the seventh day, and kept it holy. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and made it holy. one version, the King James says, and hallowed it. He hallowed it. About that one. Let me clear this up. The Sabbath is not Sunday. It's Saturday. First day of the week, Sunday, that's the day we go to the house of the Lord and work for God. Monday to Friday, we go to work to work with our hands, to make money, to bring an income, put food on the table. Saturday is the day we rest. By keeping it holy. What's that mean? Do stuff as a family. Make sure you take time in that day to read your Bible and pray. Prepare yourself for Sunday. And about the thing of thou shalt not do any work, he didn't say you shouldn't do any housework or stuff like that. No. No. I used to think that meant that was the day we were all supposed to go to this big, huge buffet. Pies, Ponderosa at the time. Because when I heard it this way, that was back in like 98, 99. So it was like pies, Ponderosa, Buffet King, the Texan, which was a kind of a mainstay here in town at the time. Certain days of the week they'd have a buffet. Sweet Onion. I used to think that meant don't do any work. After church, go to the restaurant. Of course, the Bible didn't specifically say go. Oh, they eat anything like that. He said, don't do any work. That might be a day of rest. In other words, you do that, then go home and, you know, lay down, listen to the Bible on cassette. Maybe play some stuff and get ready for Sunday night church. That was when I thought the Sabbath was Sunday. And I discovered it was Saturday. I discovered it was a whole different thing. Obviously, I was still keeping it holy. But you got to keep the Sabbath holy because that's important to God. Honor your father and mother so that you may live a good life and a long life in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You know, if you honor your father and your mother, you will have a good life and a long life. If you choose to dishonor your father and mother, you will have a short life and a miserable life. It is as simple as that. So goes your attitude, there goes your life. You're disobedient to your parents? Or even if as an adult, you're not showing honor to your parents? Still got to have honor. Got to honor you for your parents, your mother and dad, father. Father's Day is coming up this coming Sunday. Be nice to him. Make him something he likes. Take him, now that you can go back to the restaurant in most states, take him to that restaurant he likes. That restaurant that he couldn't go to for 3 months. Right, Donut? Where's your dad like to go to dinner? Oh, that's right, Lanny. Oh, that's right. They got destroyed. They didn't just, they weren't even shut down. They were still even doing takeout, right, weren't they? But now they're shut down, destroyed. So now what? Anyhow. Yeah. Hey, anyhow, off the food thing. You got to be honorable listeners to your father and mother. Be nice to them. They tell you, you shouldn't do something this way. Your Christian parents, if you have Christian born-again, spirit-filled parents that tell you you shouldn't do something a certain way because it won't make you closer to God, don't do it. Shalt not murder. Oh, as America, we've murdered millions and millions of babies. Over 60 million babies through abortion. And one of the things that bothered me the most about this whole lockdown was this. Can't go to the gym? It's not essential. Can't go to church? Not essential. Couldn't go to church during lockdown? No, wasn't essential. In so many states, they consider church non-essential. Couldn't go like to the pool or to the mall to do any kind of indoor exercise, even if you were a pirate, not essential. And this and that, nope, not essential. But alcohol was essential, was considered essential, as was, you know, the marijuana. And that, and abortion. Yet they considered the house of God non-essential. How messed up is that? Shall not murder. Shall not commit adultery. He shall not steal. Oh, by the way, listeners, that includes looting. I pray that none of you listening to this program looted from one store or won anything through these protests that we had going on. You know, go. And if you're listening to the show, if you're putting the word to practice, if you're paying your tithe, you shouldn't be looting. You're blessed by the Lord your God. God's not going to bless your stealing, your looting. Break into Target in the middle of the night. Or Walmart or Worst Buy to go take out an Xbox or a PS4 and some games for it. Sorry, I meant Best Buy, but that was a funny one, though, wasn't it? That's kind of how you feel about it, because Best Buy is actually pretty expensive, isn't it? Yeah, it is. No. shouldn't be looting. But no, honestly, stealing is not funny. Looting is not funny, but I was cracking up months ago, a couple months ago when this whole thing started. Now people, you know, with the riots, they want to take, some of them want to take all this fancy stuff or whatever. The joke used to be a couple months ago, Rodney Howard Brown, I just said a week and a half ago, used to be that people would go and hoard toilet paper. Oh, they would gladly hand over their Apple Watch or their Rolex watch for a six pack of Charmin. They'd hand over their Nikes for a six pack of Angelsoft or one of these other brands of pure gold, also known as toilet paper, toilet rolls. Can't believe you're not laughing. Don't you think that's pretty hilarious? It is. I still laugh. Whenever I go back and listen to it, I've been saying that. But now, they've but this is what we got to pray for America. We got to pray that stops, and it is slowing down. You're not supposed to be looting. You're supposed to be blessed of the Lord your God. Amen. You shall not give false witness against your neighbor. In other words, don't be purposely making stuff up, lying, making false witness, changing it to fit the narrative. Oh, by the way, the fake news media is totally guilty of this, Jenny, aren't they? That one? The fake news is totally guilty of breaking that one. You know, FSN, you know, MSDNC, CBS, NBC, even Fox to a degree now. Some of the people on Fox are good, but there's other people that when you hear it, you almost want to change the name of it to fake. Yep. By the way, F-A-X-E. That works, right? F-A-X-E. Yep, fake. Still equals fake, but where the O goes on Fox, you put in an A, and then after the X, you put in an E. You shall not covet your neighbor's, let me think here, toilet paper, sanitizer, bread, it's somewhere now, I mean his bike, floaty, for his good pool. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. That means don't be so jealous that you just got to go run after everything that's in it. Even if you don't necessarily take it, but you're just coveting it. Don't covet your neighbor's wife, his manservant, his maidservant, his ox, his donkey, anything that belongs to your neighbors. And then the people see, hear the thunder, hear it, see the lightning, and they're all terrified. The reason the fear of the Lord was to be put on them was so they wouldn't sin. that they wouldn't break the Ten Commandments. Nobody's perfect. We've all broken at least one of these. Obviously, the murdering, the committing adultery, the stealing, and stuff is, those are some of the ones that I really hope you never did. You know, having something else, having being an idolater, you know, putting something in front of God, especially ahead of what you had in God, like ahead of what the relationship was that you had with God. Some people I have to say, I know this isn't supposed to be political, so I'm not going to ask it as a political question, but it does make you wonder this. I feel that every person who gets sworn into Congress, or the Senate, or becomes the President of the United States, or a governor of a state, then it should be this nationwide thing. They should all have to make sure that they can all understand the Ten Commandments, as well as the Constitution. Because, example, this bearing false witness thing, that means lying. And we got people in Congress, and we've had presidents and governors, governesses, mayors, the like, that lie through their teethises, but they do that, and they make it all seem like it's the truth, when it's not. It's real sneaky. But not to mention all the other stuff. They tried to take down the Ten Commandments in place in Alabama years ago, when the Supreme Court ruled, you know, I think the Ten Commandments need to be displayed at every school also, and kids should know them and truly understand them and what they mean. Judith followed the Ten Commandments and understood the Ten Commandments and actually followed them. We'd have a lot less crime. We'd be better off with God. We'd just be a whole lot better. And no one's perfect. No one is perfect. No. No. But it's important that we understand the Ten Commandments and what all they mean. That's why I was kind of explaining to you, the ones that weren't necessarily self-explanatory. I was going through all of them and like kind of, you know, what do all of these things mean? And how do we follow them? Imagine if everyone actually honored their parents. We would not be dealing with a lot of these issues that we're dealing with right now. We wouldn't be dealing with the corruption. We wouldn't be dealing with these riots. We wouldn't be dealing with so much of this other stuff that's going on. We'd be in a lot better place. Tomorrow, when we come back, I'm going to teach on the difference between authority and tyranny. Because, yes, the Bible says we're supposed to honor and respect authority, but then what about tyranny? And we're going to be dealing with that tomorrow night. And it's going to be really good. Praise God. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the word of the Lord tonight. Thank you that these listeners would get it in their hearts, minds, they would understand it, what it means, and that they would just put this word to practice. And I just thank you, Lord God, that your hand is on these people, that anyone who does not know you, my Lord Jesus, may they just reach out. May they give their life to you, Lord God. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen and amen and amen. And amen. Amen. All right, folks. Until tomorrow night, God first, God always. Good night, everybody.